Now I'd like to introduce my good friend from across the river, North Little Rock Mayor Pat Hayes. Pat.
Thank you, Mark. It's really great to be in South North Little Rock once again. We are pleased to be here on this day, Mr. President, Madam Secretary, Chelsea. It's an exciting time for us, and I know that you and many of your early crew are going to be celebrating your 20th announcement, the 20th year of your announcement for the presidency. And I pointed out in showing some folks around the tree that I was leaning on in front of the old State House when that happened those 20 years ago. And when you think about what's happened over that period of time, you just really kind of drift back. And, you know, 20 years ago is today. You know, I know that I've been over at City Hall for 23 years and started our trail going out toward the Big Dam Bridge, Murray Lock and Dam, Judge Valine, certainly the Quorum Court, and that with Two Rivers Park that just opened a few weeks ago. And now the linchpin of the River Trail system is going to be open for general use on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, and it's a beautiful facility. Let me ask all the bikers and the walkers and the strollers and the skaters and the joggers and everybody else, let's let them hear how pleased we are that we're going to open that today. You know, you go back and really kind of think of some of the things that's happened over the last 20 years, and as I kind of looked, our friend Derek Fisher was just starting his career at UALR, and now he's finishing his 14th, getting ready to go into his 15th season as an L.A. Laker with a little bit of an interruption. And, of course, then we think about when in 1999 when we opened Alltel, now Verizon Arena, when Derek was going to play with the L.A. Lakers and the Washington Wizards, and a little bit of a postponement occurred because of some raker beans and cantilevers, and, you know, that's part of our history, but that facility, well, I'll tell you just a little bit about that. My first date with my wife was about 30 years ago, and we went down to watch the Rolling Stones perform in Dallas in the Cotton Bowl. Well, we celebrated, Mr. President, Madam Secretary Chelsea, we celebrated our 25th anniversary when the Rolling Stones came to North Little Rock. Now, I don't know if they knew they were singing exactly to us, but they came to North Little Rock, and we, over these years, have started enjoying things that our community so richly deserves. And you and Madam Secretary and Chelsea, let me just, you know, doesn't it just feel right? Doesn't it feel right now that they're back here and we're all together? It's sort of like a family reunion. You know, we look at some of the things that have happened. We're finishing the fifth season of Dickie Stevens Park, and I can tell you the first season, things that warm your heart, well, it did mine. At the end of the first season, and I was walking down toward the gate, and I had to stop a second or two because crossing the street was a mother and a father and two children, and they were all holding hands as they were crossing the street going to a ball game. Now, that place is bricks and mortar and steel, and yet what it is a place that's going to create memories, it's going to build character, it's going to give us the kind of thoughts that are really what we have as family, as friends, and as a community, as a state, as a nation. And your bridge, with what it's going to add to the character of this community and what it means to us, and it's the embodiment, you know, to us, and I hope and I feel to you, of your bridge to the 21st century. And the hopes and the dreams and the cheers and the applauds, you know, won't go nearly as far as the day in and the day out use that this community is going to have in enjoying this facility. You know, and you can't help but think, as we think about this great day, you know, some of the folks that aren't here. We know Bill Clark and the spirit of his part of the community. I know a lot of things that he did, and of course his son and Margaret are here. And a few days ago, you know, I was trying to think of something that was a little special that North Little Rock might be able to do. And I had an idea, and I checked with all our city council. And by the way, I'd like for the North Rock City Council to wave. We've got a good number of out here, and it was unanimous. But we thought that what could be more fitting, and I don't know if you had a chance to see it because it's up, than to sort of, in our own way, cause a reflection and a recollection of the fact of two special people I know in your lives, Dick Kelly and your mother, Virginia, that aren't here in body, but without a doubt, they're here in spirit. And so what we wanted to do is that little block and a half just off Riverfront Drive, we unanimously decided that what we want to do in the future for that bridge is if somebody on the north side says, where is that Clinton Bridge? Well, we can say, go to Virginia Kelly Drive, and it'll be right there.